Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last night, Wisconsin caught you guys off guard with their quick start and their transition game. What message did you continue to tell your team throughout the game to kind of keep them positive?
Well, we just we reminded them how we needed to play. I mean, yeah, obviously, we're not going to quit, Kelly. You know, we're just going to keep battling and keep fighting. And we each period we said, hey, we got to play like a 0-0. Let's try to win this period. And, you know, I thought you know, we did some things better as the game went on, but certainly in the end, that first period was what caught us. And we just need to work hard to generate more in the offensive zone.
You said it, Beavers never quit. That third period was much better. What adjustments were made by the coaches, by you and Emma and Sarah, throughout the game?
Well, the one thing we noticed is we struggled so much with our passing in that first period, just making connections and just making smart plays. We just kept reminding them, that's where it starts. It starts in our zone. We just have to be better. And it wasn't that we weren't working hard. It wasn't that we weren't trying to get stops. We'd get pucks to the wing, and then it would go from our stick to their stick, or we'd just flip it out in the neutral zone, and bang, they just came right back at us. So I thought we made some adjustments, and we were able to get the puck through the neutral zone, got the puck deep, started creating a little bit more offensively in the second and third. But obviously, at that point, you're chasing the game big time. So, but again, we just today's a new opportunity. It's a new day. It's a fresh start, and yeah, we know we have to have a much better start, and I think we will.
You got decent goaltending out of both Hannah and Abby last night. You can't downplay how they played. I thought both of them played pretty good, but talk about what you saw out of the two goaltenders last night.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, certainly wasn't their fault at all in terms of how the score. It was, I thought in Hannah's case was certainly some bad luck. Again, they got some screen goals that where it's a lot of bodies are in front of her. The Sims girl's very, very crafty. Obviously, you saw that, the move she put on our defense. And you know, that was just a great individual effort on her part. And then I thought Abby, the first goal against her was a bit of a fluky one. It was just unfortunate. She went to cover it. We had one of our own players had their stick on the puck, and it was just, it was just kind of a weird situation. But I thought she played very, very well and made some big saves. And, they got one on her in the third. But, you know, I thought both goalies made some big stops. I thought penalty kill was really, really strong. And we don't want to have to be really good at the penalty kill in terms of the numbers that we had to kill. But I thought those players that were in those positions really worked hard and did a lot of good things.
Everybody talks about playing Beaver hockey. Coach, for you, you played for RH Bob Peters back in the days, and that was playing Beaver hockey. How do you define that?
Well, it's just one of the things we talk about all the time is no easy ice, being hard to play against, and that wasn't the case in the first period. Just in terms of they came at us 100 miles an hour too often, and we just need to do a better job of staying above them in the neutral zone. And then I thought we did a pretty good job of closing and sealing in our end. But again, we've got to make better plays with the puck, and it's just being gritty. That's where it starts. I don't think we won enough stick battles. We got to, those are the things we need to do really well. We've got to try to outwork our opponents. And I thought in a lot of cases last night they were outworking us.
You talk about those stick battles. Is that part of the plan against their fast transition game?
Well, the transition, we just like I said, we need to stay, we have to play, have our players above their players, clog up the neutral zone as best we can, make them dump the puck. If we can do that, then that's a win, or create a turnover ourselves. What you don't want is those outnumbered rushes, those 3-on-2s, the 4-on-2s, and a lot of it, you got to make smart changes, and you got to make good dumps, because if you just flick it out and go for a change, chances are they're going to get it in the neutral zone. They're coming back at you 100 miles an hour.
What changes have you made to your lineup? I looked and I saw no Shelby, no Alyssa, two extra defenders. So
We inserted Chloe Lund and Ani Stolskoffer in tonight's game. Chloe's played really well down in Minnesota, and we couldn't get her in last weekend against Ohio State. She's definitely earned an opportunity to play. I thought she had a really good week of practice. One of our defensemen is nursing a bit of an injury, so we weren't sure how that was going to affect her playing. And so we thought we'd go with an extra defenseman. And then, Ani hasn't had a chance since Minnesota either. And I thought she played really, really well down there. And, we'll just roll left wing on that side. And bottom line is we need all of our – everybody, I told them, everybody that played last night, you got to do some self-reflection and look at yourself in the mirror and how can I be better. And tonight we got to do that.
What's it going to take to beat this Badger team tonight?
Got to have a good start, Kel. We got to have a really good start. You know, we talked about being on our toes. Let's us win that opening draw. Let's us get the puck deep and get after them with our forecheck. And you know, we weren't very good in the faceoff circle yesterday. That's always the first battle of every shift. We need to do better in that area. But again, our attitude is we have to outwork them in all three zones.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.